prepared of you. Not once did you take note of the statues as you trod in this sacred space. How are you still alive when you couldn't notice the subtle differences? I'm alive, fool, and you are trespassing. You trespass in the sacred temple of the goddess, and this is as far as you go, human. You would raise your weapon to me? Pathetic. Drop it. I am a priestess bound to protect this place, and you will leave now or suffer a tragic fate. I suppose an excuse to stretch my wings is fine. Go ahead and run, human. I prefer to play with my food. For someone so weak-willed, you certainly run fast. I'm surprised you haven't soiled yourself in fear. I'll be tearing you apart when I tire of this game. That made you pick up the pace a bit. Yes, I think I could do with a small workout. Though you might want to be careful of the stones lying around, though. What did I say, human? Still. Good, human. Now you see the power of the goddess and the error of your ways. See how sharp my claws are? They could rip you to ribbons. And as much as it would please me to disembowel you, it's rather unbecoming of a priestess. Instead, I will torture you slowly and more intimately. You can feel the rough stone texture to the back of my hand. Just imagine that rubbed against you. I could grate you into paste, human. And I imagine it would taste so incredible. Let's get these clothes off. Well now, you do look delicious. Imagine my luck, having a meal deliver itself to me. Such an ignorant, delicious meal. How does it feel, human, to be paralyzed while I rub my stone-like skin against you? Completely able to feel all the pain, but unable to cry out. I'm so easily shredding these top layers of your skin. You're like a living canvas. So entertaining. It's been so long since I encountered a human. You're the first to make it this far. And now you're pinned beneath my weight, being grated like cheese. It's more pleasurable than I remember. I might wish to have a bit more fun with you. Would you like to be able to scream, human? You may speak. How would you like to have some semblance of pleasure? I could slip this spongy cock inside me and bounce my full weight on you. I could make you feel good as I crush you bit by bit. I only asked so that I could laugh at your lack of a choice. And let me rub you a little more. Now that you can scream all you want, scream for me. Feel the pain of those who dare trespass on the grounds of the goddess. Oh, your agony is beautiful, human. Kiss me. I want to taste your burning discomfort. Kiss me. How does it feel to have such an intimate act taken against your will? Soon I will be taking more. I am going to enjoy your cock and ruin it forever. As you can feel, my insides aren't quite as rough. Still rather uncomfortable for you, I think. Oh, I'll let you finish. But you'll never get to enjoy another cunt again for as long as you live. Oh, your screams are so incredible, human. I'm so glad I gave you permission to speak again. Oh, feel my legs rubbing against yours, making them so raw. Oh, your pain is so incredible. It's the best thing about raping you. Your cock is insignificant compared to another gargoyle. You're only good for being my victim. Say it, human. Tell me if I should let you live after ruining you. Or should I consume you after I force you to come in my rough cunt? You don't want to come? You can't possibly hold back. I can crush your will with a single word. Say it. Tell me you want to end your misery. Tell me. See how easy that is? Yes, I forced you to say it. I took away your very agency with the powers my goddess has given me. Oh, you're bleeding everywhere. Let me lick some of that off of you. My rough tongue only grates the wounds even more. Every part of me destroys you. But I think you're getting close. Tell me if you're getting close. Good. Now you understand how useless it is to lie to me. Come in me with this ruined cock. Come in me against your will. Entertain me, human. Scream and make me climax with you. That's it. Come. Oh, your form is such a mess now. I think I might just let you live. Yes, you can live to tell all the other humans to never trespass this far. Either that, or you'll end your life out of your own mental anguish. Either way, you'll wake up outside of this place, torn up and in desperate need of healing. If only I could sit and watch you suffer a bit longer.